For as many people have been seeking refuge in the outdoors lately, hitting the trails, going camping, and enjoying Wisconsin's green spaces, our next guest wants to make nature a place that everyone can feel they have a space in, and she has focused her energy on giving kids the joy of nature through her books. Dineo Dowd is a full-time mom and writer who was born in South Africa and now lives in Madison. She's the author of four children's books about hiking and has a blog called Wisconsin Adventure Family. That's at wiadventurefamily.com. Dineo, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
I understand, Dineo, that when you were a kid, you wanted to hike. You wanted to get out in nature. You didn't have that opportunity. Can you talk about that a little?
Yes. So growing up in South Africa, I also aligned myself to the belief that there were things in life that were inherently just for white people, like camping, hiking, any water sport, you know. But then not until I became a mom myself, and then I saw a gap, because my daughter, when she was born, both her parents were already outside doing all these amazing things. Then that's when I realized that there aren't any diversity books available to read for kids. And that's when I started looking into writing books that are going to feature all children of color and from different backgrounds.
And when you got out hiking here in the United States yourself, you noticed it wasn't just books. There weren't a lot of people who looked like you out on the trails, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was very challenging for me, because I had to look different way. Like, I had to, you know, dress nice, put makeup on, a lipstick, just to convince people that I'm not here to rob anyone. I'm just out here enjoying nature. It was really hard, because you look around, I was in Utah, I couldn't see any black people out there hiking.
What is it that, given that you didn't have the opportunity to hike growing up, what is it that captured your imagination and gave you this desire to be out in nature?
I think it's just the passion and just follow going with what you believe, and, you know, following the little thing like a dream. You know, like, I've always wanted to be outside. I've always been curious, looking at people hiking and camping. And my parents keep telling me that, oh, we don't do that. We don't do that. And finally, when I moved here 8 years ago, here I was just living by myself on the, you know, in the mountains, just like exploring and everything. So I couldn't hold myself back, even though it was challenging. I just went with the flow.
And you became a mom, and you, I understand, were worried, you know, well, I can't hike with other people. Nobody's going to want a crying baby with them. What did you find that allowed you to keep getting out of nature with your then newborn?
Yes, it was very challenging as soon as I became a mom, because no one wanted to hike with me. It was very lonely, because all my family is back in South Africa. But then I found a group called Hike It Baby, where they take families outside into nature. And, you know, it came at the right time. My baby was only 4 months old. I learned how to carry a baby and go for long hikes, like 6 miles in Utah. The elevation is very high there. So Hike It Baby was the only group that kind of motivated me and helped me throughout the motherhood. I mean, facing all these challenges and being lonely and transitioning, Hike It Baby was there for me.
We're talking to Dineo Dowd, author and Madison resident. She's written children's books featuring a diverse array of kids getting out in nature and getting out in hiking. Well, take us into your books, Dineo. What do we see?
So when it comes to my book, diversity is very important. Representation matters in books. Kids want to read the books that motivates them and inspire them to do amazing things. I mean, you look back when we used to read all these Disney books, we read the Disney books and then we want to go to Disney. So that's the thing with my books, the Sunset Hike. After you read it, the kids want to get outside and go find the snakes, even if you are scared of snakes. But then going on a sunset hike with the family seems like a family exercise. You know, they really motivate kids to get outside and explore nature.
Why is it important to see kids who look different in children's books about hiking or anything we want kids to grow up and do?
It's a representation matters. Like I have said, just think of how when you were a teenager and they keep telling you that you have to read certain books, like you have to be careful what you read. We worry about whatever you read, it might change how you do things or how you look. So the same thing, if the kids read books that have diversity, they learn a lot from diversity, but also inspire them to get outside. Kids need to be outside and spend more time outside into nature than sit in the house, with devices on their couch and doing. We need to trade screen time with the green time.
Well, you grew up in South Africa, and as you said, you didn't have access to nature there for a variety of reasons. Here in the U.S., there are kids in maybe urban areas who don't have that nature right outside their door. Do you think we need to do to make sure everybody has at least some kind of access to get out and hike?
Yes, and I always say that when I hear the words hike, people think of the trails and going to the national parks. You can hike in the local parks. Like, just get outside and you can walk to the, it doesn't have to be on the actual trail. Take a walk in the neighborhood. That count as a hike.
I know you're a big fan, now that you're in Wisconsin, of finding, off the beaten path places to enjoy nature, not just, the famous ones like Devil's Lake. What have been some of your
Yes.
favorite discoveries?
So I know everyone's favorite is Devil's Lake, but I love exploring local parks. I have actually written like a blog where I mentioned 10 of the best hike for the toddlers, like the little age, to get outside and explore less than 1.5 miles. They are all around Madison and you can find them on my blog. I believe in exploring the local parks and learning more and connecting with like all the community and just like there's so many things that you can find behind your backyard. You just have to get outside and find these things.
Well, I'm in that boat, during the pandemic. I've definitely discovered some smaller city and county parks in the area. Has it gotten even more important to you lately to make sure people get outside when there's a lot of stuff that we just can't do lately?
Yes, it's been very hard these days with the pandemic and everything. I mean, we miss our friends. I mean, I was used to hiking with a group of people from Hike It Baby, and all of a sudden I couldn't hike with them. I couldn't be close to them. So it was very challenging for my family, but I am very grateful with Madison. Madison have lots of access to the nature. Like we have so many trails that people don't even know about. And, like Patrick Mash is like right behind my back door. I had no idea that there was a trail right there until one day I decided, like, let me just go and take a walk. So we are lucky to live in Madison where we are surrounded by all these local parks, and you really don't have to drive to Devil's Lake to find hiking trails.
As a mom, I know you want your kid to get into hiking. Did she embrace it right away, or did it take a little work?
She embraced it right away. Like I said that we have been hiking with my daughter since she was born. So that's the same thing with the pandemic that she misses her friends. She misses the community. She misses our tribe, which is Hike It Baby. But then now we just hike with just the family. But she loves the outdoors and she every day she just wanna get outside. It's summertime right now. We play outside and catch fireflies in the afternoon. So hiking is very important in general for the kids. Kids need to step outside. They need to you, we need to allow them to get outside every day.
Can you give a little pep talk to parents who think, yeah, it's a good idea, but it's hard to work it into our schedule or find the places? What would you say to someone to get them started?
I know I'm a parent myself, so I know it's very hard to get like a family of five outside into nature. But what I am saying is make it a tradition after dinner. I mean, eat early and the sun sets at 8 o'clock or 8:30. Take a walk as a family. Take a walk around your neighborhood. If you cannot do the afternoon, the kids will love to see the sunrises. Like if you wake your child once in a month to see the sunrise, like that's not going to change anything.
And you've done, as we wrap up, Danielle, you've done big hikes, 20 miles in a day, that kind of thing. But I love the message here that it doesn't have to be this huge production. It can be just that quick walk in the park, right?
Yes. It can be anything little, like it go outside and find the parks. There's so many trails out there, but you can walk, start in the neighborhood. When you're done and you feel like I can actually walk 2 miles with my kids, then find local trails and then get your kids out there, let them run around and enjoy nature.
Denny, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dinio Dowd is a full-time mom and writer who was born in South Africa and now lives in Madison. She's the author of 4 children's books about hiking and writes about her own hiking adventures around the state at wiadventurefamily.com. We've got a link to her blog and her books at wpr.org/centraltime.